on va pour base on the base. We had had a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. My Mishnah, it seems, on Pilya does not have a shame minno. And the Gemara is Takashe, that one is not permitted to wear an Anpilya Yemakipurim. So Abaye said a Teretz, that they're speaking about Anpilya de Isbek Sisi in the Iser Zot Tainuk. And Rove Tainid, that if it doesn't have a Teres Mino, Mishum Tainiga wouldn't be also. But there's two types of an Anpilya. There's an Anpilya of Daget and an Anpilya of Oyer. Anpilya of Oyer is also B'yem HaKippurim. An Anpilya of Oyer is Kosher L'Chalitze. An Anpilya of Beged is Mutar B'yem HaKippurim and is Posel L'Chalitze. We have three lines from the bottom. Tanya Kivose de Rove. Now we learned a Baraise Araye de Rove. Cholzo B'minal HaNifram. If they made Chalitze B'minal HaNifram with a shoe that was torn. Nifram, Rashi says, Loshen Leisif Chaymo. B'shayich Primo B'minal. Later we'll have by a sandal uprise. B'kibul Shayich B'sandal. That means it says Cholzo B'minal HaNifram Shechoyfe Esroiv HaRegel B'sandal HaNifras Shemekabel Esroiv HaRegel. A minal is soft leather. A minal surrounds the foot completely. So therefore there was a rip in the minal, but it covered Roiv of the Regel. A sandal is made out of only a bottom piece. So therefore it doesn't say it's Chayfe the Regel, it says Shemekabel es Roiv a Regel. And since it's a hard leather, the terminology is not Nifram, it's Nifras. We're going to have a lot of cases here of different types of chalitza, and as we'll see, all these cases, it's a kosher chalitza. Besandal shel sham v'shel siv. So Rashi says, sham v'gemi kosher hu u'megin hu. The Meiri says, gedule karke, sham is a gedule karke, kein chavoye is dakeis, thin branches, sha'irgin behem es asalim. So this is a type of a sandal, but which is hard. And it's megin. Bekav akiteya. Or they made chalitza bekav akiteya. So Rashi says, shenikto ragloi. His foot got cut off. Oise can mean tfus regel, they make a form of a regel. V'yesh bo beis kibul kotten, there's a small beis kibul, umachni shom roish shoykai. And the roish of the shoyk enters this kava kiteya. V'ein nismach olov, now the pressure is not on this kav. Vukorikav, ulamishenes aliche, now that what he leans on to walk, yeshloi ashkine kshuro b'sheiko. Ashkine, they say, is a type of a stilt. That means that there is a stilt tied, or a board, or a brace tied to the sheik and goes all the way down. And that's how he walks. The walking is done through this brace. Umish enes yodav, and he has crutches also, shekeir and kruke. Bemuk, Kiltzen shel levad kosher umegin. This is also a type of a shoe. It's hard and it protects the foot. Bismichas horaglayim. So Rashi says bismichas horaglayim. Misha mahalech biyodov. A person who crawls on his hands, v'goyrer es chaglo, and he schleps his feet. Oisei lahem smicha shol eitzai shol eitz, so he makes a smicha of eitzai of eitz, umachnis l'seicha. Now, this smicha was like a boot. The Miri says, Smicha sagam yeshlam eike, the ritzuais. This was a boot of machnis lesoich. It puts the foot. Some went up pretty tall because he didn't want his crawling and the regal and the shoik is rubbing against the ground. So al koponim, this was a boot that was made for a person who cannot walk. He was crawling, so kaponim, but there was this type of a boot. Ba'anpilye shel oir. Ba'anpilye shel oir. Ba'chayletzas min hagodol. And a isha that was nechlatz min hagodol. Agavuche, it's very interesting, the lechere, we would assume that she's the one that makes the chalitza. She pulls off her shoe. His shoe, yeah. She pulls off his shoe. A kaponim, but it's called as that he's called the chalitza and she's called the chalitza. Vachalitza is min hagodol. If the godol is giving chalitza, that's good. Another halacha, bein oimed, bein yeshev, bein moite. The yavon can be standing, sitting, or leaning. Vachayletzas min asume, or there could be chalitza from a blind person, chalitza sokshera. So all these cases is a kosher chalitza. Avo, beminal hanifram, she'ein choife esreif haregel. But if the shoe is torn and it doesn't cover reif haregel, besandol am nifcha she'einei mekabel es reif haregel, or besmiches hayodayim, or a person who crawled used to have a type of a glove, bote yodayim, used to cover his hands with, uba anpilya shel beget, or the anpilya was made out of a beget, v'cheletzas mina cotton, or the cotton gave chalitza, chalitzos apsula. Let us see Rashi, smiches hayodayim, she'oise liyodov batim shaloyer, mignei she'machnisom betit, when he crawls, so his hands go into mud, v'seimach aleim v'geire esraglu. So zok the Gemara weiter, kava kiteya moni. Now this halacha that a kava kiteya is good for chalitza. Who is it going according to? The meiri, this nan akiteya yoytzei bekav shaloi divrei rameya. Now this is speaking about Nuchas Shabbos. The mayor says, Akiteya, a person that doesn't have a foot is permitted to go out, Bekav Shalom. Rabbi Yossi Oysa, Rabbi Yossi Yasa. So let us see. Kav Akiteya, the Choshev Lei Mino, Moni, Rabbi Meiri, is Yotzei B'Shabbos. That means a person is permitted to wear begodim, to wear shoes. Now, does this have a Torah shoe? So that's telling the machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Yossi. Rab Meir holds it has a teiras mino. So memeli you're allowed to wear it Shabbos. This is a shoe. According to Rab Yossi, it's also. We'll see soon why it's also, but it's also doesn't have a Torah shul. So just like it doesn't have a Torah shul, Lagabi Shabbos, so it didn't Lagabi Chalitza. So the Gemara understood that if it says that a kava kiteya is good, so the akoch of the price is going according to Rameya. Now, if a kava kiteya is good, there's another problem. There's a problem. The kava kiteya is not made out of oil. It's not made out of leather. And we had before a drosha va'amchal tachash, that a nal has to be made out of oil. So Al-Kochoch, Rameh doesn't hold of this drosha, because he holds that he has a teiras minol, even though it's not made out of oil, it's made out of wood. So the Gemara says, let's see the Sefer. Ba'anpilya shel beged, it says it's no good. So the Gemara understood, why is it no good? Because it's not oil. Oson l'rabbonon. So this is going according to the Rabbonon. So it's very modne. We have here one beraisa, and here it says, akava kiteya is good, you don't need oil. And here it says, until you shall beg it is no good, you do need oil. On a rabbi. So Abaye said, me the Sefer Rabbonon Reishinami Rabbonon. Since the Sefer is going according to the Rabbonon, the Reish is also going according to the Rabbonon. So that means we need oil. Aye, so how's the Kava Kiteya good? The Reish is b'mechup oil, and the Reish is speaking about that the Kav is covered with oil. So that's called a manel, minel, because it's oil. So what are you telling me? That the price is going according to the Rabbonim. You need oil. The reason why until you shabeg it is no good is because it's not oil. And a kavikite is good only when it's mechupoyer. So why did he have to go to an extreme and tell me an empilya shel beged is no good? An empilya shel beged has two chesronos. One chesron is not oyer, and another chesron is, that's not megan. Is livlik bedido, if the tane of the berais is the chachomim, that hold that you need oyer, so let him tell us, b'med v'amamu b'mechup oyer. A kiteya, kav shel kiteya is good, if it's mechupoyer. Avalei mechupoyer, even though it is megin, it's possible. Elom arovim idereish rameya seifa nami rameya. No, it's the other way around. If a kav shel kiteya is good, so the reish is going according to rameya, you don't need it. So why is Ampilya shebeged no good? Hi Megan, v'hai loy Megan. It's not Megan. There's another Allah, it has to be Megan. Let us see Rashi. Until you shall beg it, diktoni seifach litzos apsule, oson le rabbonon, de pligia lei de rameya, bekava kiteya. Alme de loy havi mino. So why isn't it good? Because it's not a mino. Dirab Meya, kiven de kav akiteya hu nal, alma va analcha tachash, loidayik, he's not medayik va analcha tachash, that has to be from tachash, from oil. So anpil yinami tevi nal, so then the pil should also be in nal. So Abaye said, "Mid the Sefer Rabbono, Reish the Kavikitei Nami Rabbono, V'Daiki V'Anal Chotach." So they medayik that one of the tenoyim of anal is that has to be oil. Udiktoni Kavakiteya Kosher B'Mechupoyer. That was Abaye's terrors. So Rover asked the Kasha the Toni Sefer and Pilya shall beg a psule. Hi, who vaday de lav nalu, doloy megin. Is lishminen chilik bekava kiteya, dafo gav de megin, lav nalu, v'chol shkein hai.
So let him say a kava kiteya, even though it's megid, it's not a null. So therefore, if it's going according to the chachamim, so say for nami ramei, v'loi daik tachash, he's not daik tachash, but v'lochi shel begid leimishim delei megid, avul kava kiteya megid, hilkach atuleim mechupa oir kosher. Now let us see Tosfos. We had skipped over a Tosfos yesterday because it's negeya for what we just learned now. We had heard in the Gemara a member of Rav, Omer Rav Yudah Merav, Sandvul HaTofel BePishton Ein Chilzenboy Shenema VaAnalcho Tachash. That it has to be Tachash, it has to be Oyer. And if it's tofel bepishtan to pshotim in Rashi, the lining is pishtan or the tfiris are pishtan. Sefelt vanal chotachash. You need a nal over it. So Taisvah says, Rav sfira leike rabbonon, the pligia rameya. Now we just said a machloikis rameya and the rabbonon. Is it necessary for the nal to be made out of oil? A mayor holds a kavakite is also good, so there's no din of er. Sham is good. So all these things are good. So Rav holds like the Rabbonin, the pligia rameya, the poliga kavakite. The tamayu mishum debin and tachash. So Rav is going according to the chachomim. Aver rameya le matzach elamidi de mege. A mayor only holds you do not need now, you do not need oil, only need a midi de megan, and that's why in Pulya shall beg it is no good. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Bekav akiteya. Akav akiteya is you could make chalitza. Tame. Kiven the kosher lechalitza im kein ovid lehilucha. So a kochoch it is used to walk with. That's so the im kein amai loitome medres beloi ksisim. It says in the Mishnah in Shabbos that if it has a base kibble for ksisin, that means they used to go and make a larger base kibble, used to fill it a chelik with soft padding. So then it says in the Mishnah, then it's mekabel tumen. If it doesn't have a base kibble for ksisin, so it's called pshutei kliyetz, it's not mekabel tumen. Now, if it has a base kibble of ksisim, it is mekabel tume. The machlokes Abaye and Rove, what tume was speaking about, Rove says in mekabel tume is medres. Because sometimes, since there's ksisim there, he's seimach sheikai olov. Seems there's no ksisim, he's not seimach sheikai olov. So it's not makabel tumas medras. Medras is that it's oimid lidoriso. But if this ksisim, sometimes he's saimach sheikei olov, so therefore it's makabel tumas medras. But it would seem without ksisim, he's not saimach sheikei olov at all. So memele. So that's why it's not makabel tumas medras. And now Sotesis asks if it's good for chalitza, so it's kochach, it's called you walk in it. If it's, you don't walk in it, so it can't get a teres mino. So memela, so why isn't it mekabel tumas medras? That's Tosfos kasha. V'yesh loimer dein osi kol kach lehiluche shiei tome medras. That means there are dargis. This is not walked in enough to make a tummy medras. It means you need a certain type of shimush in order that it should be oimid le medras. Abaye is chaylik an rov. Abaye holds that filu beis kibul ksisim is not oimid le medras because it's only a partial usage of smiche. It's not used all the time for smiche. So Taisa seems to be saying that for chalitz you need even less than the minimum shear of Tumas Medras. Umekomokim roi lachlots, the legorem is handled avoidus kechovim, bestam which is also not oimed lehiluch, because it's also bano, the sandal de veidini, kedomalakaman, a sandal of bezm, bestam also was not, used for people to walk in. It was used, mestama, only for chalitzas, mal koponim. For whatever is needed for chalitza, that you have. But this shimush alone is not enough to be, that should become tamei tumas medras. So Taisvus weiter, bein oimed bein yoshev, im taima, umeheichi sal kedaitach livsel yoshev, what's the chiddush? That Yoishev is also kosher. V'yashleimim shem doma lekama. Da'ham yeki gemardin. Chalitze is aloche like gemardin. V'amrine bepek shvu sa'idis. V'shas gemardin. Divrei ha'kur da'ayoni b'yeshive baleidinim ba'amidim. So memele the baleidinim have to stand. So memele, and we'll see, umehai taima bina lekamon amida lechatchile. And that's what Chathila one should stand. The Omer Le'erabchia, Biti Amoidi L'lishne Echot Shepesh Bekuntres. So we see the Gemar Din is a Mechayiv of Amida L'chathila. So it's telling us about Ksheira. If he didn't stand, it's not Ma'akiv the Chalitza. That's one Mahalach. V'oid another Mahalach. Dersi v'omad v'omad. Umiyu, now this is a problem already. If it says v'omad, so it should be li'kuvet. Umiyu kuvet lekad, midaloksiv v'yamid v'yoymal. V'yamid v'yoymal would mean he has to do it. Avo v'omad v'omad, eino elo sipur dvorim v'yalmeh. Vochinami meforish memseches moit koten, gabi menaim lekriye moumed. So, va'omad, there does not necessarily mean that he stood physically. Va'omad, he went to do it. It doesn't mean, like Taisa brings later, va'omdo v'niseis. It doesn't mean that she stood up to get married. She was mizdaris herself to do it. So here, this is also Bama Dvama, he says. If Amida would be Likuv, it should say Vayamid Vayema. And the more mentions this form, it says this Moit Kotn, Gamnail Lekriya Mu'umid, from some of our Veloshim, Vomad Vakore, it wouldn't mean anything. So if Vomad does not mean Amida, so Avo Vomdu Shnea Noshim, and there we learn that the Edom have to stand. Because it doesn't say something afterwards. It says, so there it means they have to stand. Omdo v'kitchu, v'omdo v'niseis. So a loshin v'omad with a maise afterwards does not mean amide. V'ho de darshine b'sefri v'omad ein dvorim alolu elo b'amide. So it seems we need amide. I'm Rabbeinu Yehuda, de shama l'chadchile boi hochi k'defrishus. Maybe lechatchila we need amida, and we said before we need amida lechatchila. We heard further in the baraisa, v'achiletzes minasume chalitzosok sheir. V'imtayme mehichis al kedaitach lemutei sume. Why does it have to tell us that the sume can give chalitza? V'yeshloimi v'dechsiv le'enei haskenim. That the Yovam also has to see the Rikike. Idami mishum dersi v'yolko befonov. Davi kemoy le'enov. That's the title befonov. That means in front of him. That means he sees it. Kamash Malon Deloy. That it's not, we don't make such droshes. Akiteya Moni Rameiri. So, who holds that a Kava Kiteya is good, Rameya? The Choshev Mino Mimasha Ein Regilim Lasses. Rameya holds, even though this is not a normal shoe, FLP can it also is a teres minu. Ba'antilye shall beget osan l'rabono. Loi choshev minu mi beget, kiven de regilis lasis kain. Vuadin apilye. Now, there's a problem here. Taisvis seems to be explaining the machlokes, Rabmei and the Chachamim, what's the Yeseda machlokes? Yeseda machlokes is when a nal is needed, does it have to be a rogel dike nal? Or a filo, a not rogel dike nal? And that Taisvis is learned, that's the machlokes, Rabmei and Rabbi Yossi. Anu machloikes. So it seemed not like Rashi. Rashi had said the machloikes is, it says, vanal chotachash, so is it bedavke, do you need oil, don't you need oil? That's the you say the machloikes. Do you need oil, you don't need oil. And Taisva seems to say, that's not the machloikes. The machloikes is, do you need a nal harog, or don't you need a nal harog? So there's a schrecklicher problem. We learned tonight, Taisvis and Af Kubbezam at Beis, Sandola Tofo Bepishta. So Rav says it's no good. So Taisvis says, Rav holds like the Rabbonon, that you don't need Tachash, that you do need Tachash. Avrameye Leimatzach, Alamidi Demoge. So here Taisva seems to say, like Rashi says by us, that the Machloikis, Rameya, and the Chachomim is, do you need oir or don't you need that? That's the Machloikis. Near all of a sudden Taisva goes into a Psanumahalach, you need a Nal Harogu, don't you need a Nal Harogu? The Beis Shmuel asks the Kashe, and the Beis Shmuel says as follows. Beis Shmuel is Simen Kuf Samach Tes, it caught in Yud Gimel. He says, Amoyre Dike Ha'ore. He says, the Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis, Rameya and the Chachomim is, the Gemara wants to say that Anpilya is going according to, that was the problem. Anpilya is going according to the Rabbono. And Kavakit is going according to Rameya, so it's Leireisha Sefer. So that means that Anpilya is no good. Because it's good, because the Rabbono Chaylik on Rameya. That's it all, Anpilya is no good. Now, if you'll say that Anpilya is no good because you need oyer, you need tachas, as Rashi says. So the Beis Shmuel says, Amoyre de Kehore. He says, you know, an Anpilya is made out of tzemer. Tzemer, he says, tzemer is also tachas. And he brings Amoyre de Kehraye. We learned the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says yesterday, the Gemara Klaus Rashai Leboi Minei Rabbe Loza Mei Rav Hu Shal Eir Utrisi Yosef Shal Seyer Mal. What'll be the halacha if the Ritzuas are made out of Seyer, out of Neitzah Shalizim? Omalei Miloi Kerinei Beva Nalcha Tachash. What's the Shaila? This is Tachash. So the hair that grows on the skin of a behemoth, that's also Tachash. Tachash doesn't say the skin, tachash means the skin with the fur on it, that's tachash. So the Gemara is, tachash yochi kulei shal seyo nami. Simon says, "Ein chanami." It's there's a new problem. Ahu krake mikri. Here's a new shem. It's not called anal, but al koponim seyo that grows on a behemah noitzer shalizim is called tachash. Zokte beishmu so tzemer shal kvosim is also called tachash. So what is pshat in this gemara? The gemara wanted to say that ampilia is no good. That's going according to the rabbonon. And I feel according to the rabbonon, why is it no good? So al kochel, you have to say there's another machloikis between the rabbonon and rabbeya. That the rabbonon hold that you need a nal that's rogil to wear, and people don't make nalayim out of begodim, out of tzemer. And Rameya holds you don't need a nal or rogil. So kochel is a double machloikis. That's also true. That Rameya holds you don't need tachash. And Rameya holds that kava kiteya is good, it's over, even though it's made out of wood. So that's true, but that's not the only machloikis. Because if that would be the only machloikis, so Ampilia should be good according to the Chachamim, the way the Gemara understood now. So Kochel is another machloikis also, did you anal ho rogel or not? That's what the Beis Shmuel says. And the Beis Shmuel says he doesn't understand Rashi. Because Rashi Lemaisa seems to say the whole machloikis is if tachash is davke or lav davke. So he says, so why is Ampilia no good? I feel a tachash is davke. What is tzema worse than noitz shalizim? This is the Beis Shmuel. Hikshe Rabbeinu Tam. The Ochem Mashmed Rabbi Yosei Lechoshev Kava Kitei Yomino. It's not called a minu. Midamuki b'raisa d'mashrulei l'chalitza k'rameya davke. Chemash b'perk b'meishe. Yilu b'perk basra d'yum amrine d'kava kitei b'en l'ramei b'en l'rabi yoisi minu. B'tam d'rabi yoisi gabi shabiz dul memifsik v'osi l'asir d'al damas b'shus harab. By shabiz rabi yoisi old you're not allowed to wear a kava kiteya because he might come to carry. So it doesn't seem like Agamor. Agamor says that it's going according to May, not according to Rabbi Yosi. Voitko, shedoch asherin en shel sham lachloitz, apeg basra de yum amrin anire isis Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi shotz besandol shel sham v'yem ha-kipurim, v'shmait medam v'yem ha-kipurim lachalitze. Whatever is good for chalitza is good for is also in Yom Kippurim, and here we see sham is good for both. It's good for chalitza and it's good for Yom Kippurim also. That's Tosfos Kashya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Ameima, Hai man the chalitz tzorich. That a person that they're making chalitza, so he has to press down his foot. Lemitchesei, Rashi says, litchoif ragloi bekalke. The Miri says, hayovom tzorer sheyinoitz ragloi ala kalke, that means he's not at all being Messiah in the Chalitza. Fakert, he's pushing his foot down. The Chalitza comes through her. Fakert, Achsimet says she lifts up his foot. He can't take off the shoe because man is pressing down. So she lifts up his foot. That's a chelik of the Chalitza. But he has to be pressing down to show he's not a Messiah at all in the Chalitza. Now, umikol mokim, the Miri says, daya b'ni itza mu'etes, v'in tzoch ni itza b'chol koich, that you don't need. As long as he's going in the opposite direction, so I'll kapon him, so we're miyaches, the chalitzes are now to her and not to him. Omale Ravashi Lameima, Vosanya Ben Oimed Ben Yoshev Ben Moite. We learned that Yoshev is good, Moite is good, and it seems in these cases, it's not, he's not pressing down. Eimo lo oilam de dochis lekare. So the Gemara says, no, this is good, but Lamaise, he has to make sure when he's sitting, when he's leaning, that he should press down with his foot. Ramamein. Hayman demaski alichsa dekare leicholitz. Person who walks alichsa dekare not permitted to make chalitza. Let us see Rashi. Alichsa dekare. Moite lav ulchelem mitchase, when you moite, the miris is the kasha from Yoshev. Halichsa dekare, sheraglai hofuch. His foot is turned over. Vidoireis, and he steps beulyoine shel regal, on the top chelik of the regal. And the kafa regal is on top. Lichse loshen levochim, flanke, kloima, she'enei doires b'mokem medres raglo. He doesn't step where a person normally steps. The kafa regel. Some emele. So it's no good. So the pashtus is, because you need a normal regel. That's not called a normal regal. Normal regal is that the kafa regal is lamate, and the gava regal is lamaila. So Rashi asks, "Afal gav desnan min akuva ulamato ksheira." We learned in the Mishnah min akuva ulamato ksheira, and Rashi had learned pshat that it means over there that the regal was cut off. He doesn't have a regal. And here we see that even if he has a regal, but it's not a normal regal, it's no good. So Rashi says, "Hosamudachi nechtach raglei komlei shayk." There that the regal was cut off, he still has a shayk. Berachmona omar meal raglei, becholzonale meal raglei. Dahine shayk, you don't need a regal. You need a shayk. Avolhai rav regal. So what is Pshat and Rashi? So Pshat and Rashi is as follows. That the chalitza can be done from the mokem begufoy, that's me'al ragloi. You don't need ragloi. Need me'al ragloi. But if he had a regal, and now he doesn't have a regal, so the shaykh is called the area that's me'al ragloi. This area was over the regal. Doesn't mean to say that now you have to have a regal, but al kaponim, this is the mokim that was me'al ragle, was me'al, is also sufficient. But if a person has a regal, and it is twisted, and the kafa regal is lemailo, the gava regal is lemato, so it's not called me'al ragle, it's called me'al kaf ragle. That means, so the shoik is the limb, the eva that's me'al kaf ragloi, not me'al ragloi. So me'mela, that's no good. That is no good. So you're telling me that if the foot is twisted, so this felt in shame regal, so the shaykh already is not called me'al ragloi. Vasanya smuches haraglaim, that he can make chalitza with smuches haraglaim. So it seems the Gemara understood that why smuches haraglaim is a type of a boot that is worn by a person who does not walk. He puts on these smuches, which is a type of a boot. But the Gemara understood why doesn't he walk, Mistoma, because his foot is twisted. That's how the Gemara understood it. Or it includes these cases also. That he's not walking, he's crawling because his foot is twisted. And he can't walk. But you can give chalitza with these smuches. My love, the chalitz bo'ihu. That fakert, he gives chalitza. So you see that it is good. There's no chesoron of raglo, even though the regel is not used the way a normal regel is used. So the Gemara says, loy diyovlei la'acher v'cholitz. No, it's just telling us that we're not talking about the gavro, we're talking about the heftze. That the shoe, smuchis is a good shoe. There's a teiris minu. So if you give it to someone who wears a good foot, so you can make a chalitza with it. But he personally, since his foot is twisted, it's okum, and that is why he can't walk, so maybe he can't make chalitza by him either. He doesn't, by him it's missing ragloi, or meal ragloi. Omar Abashi, lemay de komar ameima, now according to ameima, Lav bar uve cholitz v'lav bar kippuf cholitz. Now these two will never be able to make chalitza. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'sani b'smichas haraglaim k'sheir. My love the cholitz be'iu agereres raglov v'heim akumim. It seems it's koilu these cases also. The Miri seems to say it's a little a different pshat. The Miri seems to say that when a person is goyrer es raglo, so the hiluch is begav haregel. Because when you goyrer raglov, so you're, when you're schlepping your feet, so the hiluch is not on the kaf haregel. If you're crawling, the hiluch is on the gav haregel. That's what's being nigra. So see, he seems to be medame to it's, so it's mamish like lichse dekare, the maski al lichse dekare. So the Gemara says no, he can't use it himself. He doesn't have a regal. A regal okum is not a regal. The acher sheraglo yishor bar uve bar kipuf beperik elu megalchim the. Achleshu ledaiti deravashi, vishapuch karayu. They also, Nebuch, their feet got twisted, so according to Ameima, they'll be possible to give chalitza. Mina akuva lamata. It says in the, we hear in the Mishnah Min Akuva Lamata, it's good. The Reminu Rigolim, it says by the Sholosh Rigolim, who's Mechuyev in Riyah, Prat Labale Kabim. So according to Rashi, this Gemara is Moiradik. He says Rashi Lang Min Akuva Lamata means that it was cut off, the regal was cut off. And for that, you can make chalitza. So then the Gemara says, we're mamayit balei kabin. The same thing, that the regal is cut off. So we're mamayit them from chiyav riyah, but it says regolim. They need a regal. So the Gemara says, shani hoche d'chsiv me'al ragloi. Here you don't need a regal. There it says regolim. So you need a regal. The regal is the bottom chelik of the foot. Here it says, me'al ragloi. All you need is me'al ragloi. So the Gemara says, yihochi l'mayla min akuva nami. So if you don't need a regal, so l'mayla min akuva should also be good. If it was cut off, l'mayla min akuva. So the Gemara says, me'al v'loi me'al de me'al. It says, me'al ragloi v'loi me'al de me'al. So the chelik, that's Maila min akuva, that's me al the mal. Omar Rav Pope, Shma mino, Hai is the vire ad arenochis. Now we have a ankle bone. We have the shoik. We have the ankle bone. And we have the regal. So Rapope had a mirror de keshaila. If there is a drosha that you need me'al ragloi, but me'al the me'al is no good, so l'chayre, the ankle bone should be a hefsik between the regal and the shaykh. So me'mela, why is the shaykh good? The shaykh should be me'al the me'al. Ishma mino hai istavira at aranochis. That the ankle bone is not an entity bifnei atzmoi, but it goes down to the regal. So mamela, this is the etzem of the regal. So mamela, so the etzem hashoik is al ragloi. The salke daitach mipsik posik, if you'll say that mipsik posik, so memela, so we have here regu, then we have istavira, and then we have shaik. Havale ihu me'al, so the istavira is me'al, v'shaike me'al de me'al. Omar Rabashi, so Rabashi said it's no rai. Afilu teime mifsik posik. Could be there is another bone in between. Since it's flush with the foot, so this is a din of kar. This is not called me'al ragloi. So me'mele, that's where me'al starts from the shoik. Let us see Rashi. Prat lebalei legolim shorish legolim tochik. Prat lebalei kabin shepturim min hariyem. Al meshoik lav regel hu. Ma'al ragloi mash mevdovishu al ragam leksiva cholzan aloi mei ragloi. Tak it's not a regel, you're right, it's me'al ragloi. Shma mino mi mas nisen. Vekom marsha min alkuva lamato. So we see hayestavire kabila the ankle amavsekes bein shoik leregel adaranochis veinoy perik achel lemata himeno beikev in the heel. This is the bottom bone. The lahadikare hashove ba'oimed lemul kafa regel lav me'alhu uchikare domi. This is not called ma'al ragloi uchikaradom. There's a interesting Mishnah Berurah when we're in Simenayin Hay, near Chaim. It says, Tefach megula be'ishe b'mokim shedarka l'chasoysoi. Afilo hi ishtoi osa likreis krishma kenegda. He says, amokim begufa isha that the derech is lachasais. So one is not permitted to learn krishma kenegda. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Avo poneho viyodeho kifi aminik shederech liyes megula bais amokim. V'chein beparsa is a regel ad ha-shoik. From the parsa is a regel till the shoik. V'hu ad mokim shenikro kni beloshen ashkenaz. Now this is a shrekleche kula that the Mishnah Berurah says. Miparsa is a regel ad ha-shoik. From the regel till the shoik. That's the kni. So that's the mokim shedakim leilach yachav muta likhais kenegdai. Shekivin sherogel behen einibole dehiru. But the mokim shedakim lechase is but a place which is Dalki Lechasais, Goins Reyeseho, Vishoiko, Afulu Regirun Leilach Megula, Kederach Aprutseis also. So, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the Shoik starts from after the knee. That means till the knee is not the Shoik. Miparsas Ragleo Ada Shoik, Ada, that's what he says. From the Parsas Ragleo till the Shoik, Vuhu Ad Mokim Shenikra Kni Beloshen Askenaz. So he seems that the area under the knee is not called Shoik. Over the knee is called Shoik, and that's a Mokim Mechusa. Under the knee is not called Shoik. So we have a Rai from our Gemara, not like that. In our Gemara it says, we have Klor. The Gemara says, the Gemara is a pupil, it's the ankle, is a entity, Bifnei Atma.
Shizara B'yomen Tzulba, he yes, the Chazaynish, he brought this Rai,
connected the Mishnah Berura, the Chazaynish says it's no Rai, because it could be higher is also the Sheikh. I don't understand exactly what he meant to be matchem. He says that's a raya that this is shoik, but that's also shoik. There's, I don't know, it's one big shoik or two shoiks, I don't know. Al kaponim, about the pashtus from our Gemara, we see that the shoik starts from over the ankle, and if the pashtus advorim is, if the shoik is a mokim amachus shebeguf, so from there, it has to be that mokim has to be mechusa. Now let us see Taisvis. Man de mazgi al lichaso de kare loicholitz. Perish bekuntris, she'ein ze kori regel. That's not called regel, kivin shahoifchoi. Is since this isn't called regel, kol shoik di day nami le mikrimi al ragloi. So a shoik over this is not called me al ragloi, because it's not, this isn't called regel. Avul heiche she nikta ragloi, is shoikai heine me al ragloi. The kivin de koidim ktiya hoya shoikai me al ragloi, ache ktina mikrine me al ragloi. So since the sheik was over raglan, he said, now over raglan. If it's over something that's not ragloi, so you can, then taidachnish. So it's called, so it's not me'al ragloi. Now it's not me'al ragloi because it's not over the regal. There's something else there. Now kaf ragloi. But if it's cut off, so it's called me'al ragloi. Zokte be'shmu. So what if a person was born without a foot? According to Rashi, it will also be possible. Then no, that can be possible, because it never was Mi'al Ragloi. Here, Rashi Shita is that Al Koponim, it's called Mi'al Ragloi from the time when he had a regal. Ubi'inyin zeh perish goin echot. Same way the way Rashi says, V'rach pirish taime, v'loi cholitz, man de miske alichse de kare, for a different reason, not the problem is me al ragloi. The problem is, because we had a member of a maima, that one has to be able to press down. And if it's lichsei de kare, so he can't press down though. Refize nami yosi shape, ho de griye mikiteye. The kiteye, tochi shape, kule shoiki are. He could be doches, and this he can't be doches. Mitoich perusha mashme de pshitelu de kiteya choylitz. From Sai according to the Rach. And Sai according to Rashi, kiteya is choylitz. Havalei nirelari. But Yerushalmi meforish, we hear Taisvis in the beginning of Perik Mitzvah Slitz Botan de Yerushalmi. Hodik toni b'masnisim in akuva l'matach litzoso k'sheira aynu b'koyshe retzuas hasando me akuva l'matach. The Mishnah speaking about the mokim k'shira. Avo b'kiteya loyayri midi. So it could be that if a person is a kiteya, So it's no good. It's not no good. That's need a regel. Vodiktoni bebraise kava kiteya. So the braise's kava kiteya is good. Ikele frushinami de yoiv laache v'cholis. But not that he does it himself. He doesn't have a regel, but he gives it to someone else. Kediyama asmuches chaglayim. That also asmiches chaglayim. Not that the one who needs the smiches is chaylus. So he gives someone else. The Gemara is takasha and smiches. How can you say that that this is no good if he walks if he walks on and lichse dekari? It's no good. You see, smiches are good, so he could have asked the same kasha. What tamech kabekitei michot el diyor v'lacha? How could have said if chen derech v'kama mekaymus yachalim v'tamech ve'inayma? Ba'oid mikore de sover de regel hafuche shaiche chalitze. The Gemara Bahamin held that the regel hafuche shaiche can have chalitze, even though the regel is hafuche. What indicate teyanami chalitze? The Gemara didn't know that. Was a dinner mal ragloyes. Aval afia maskon eloy. Oh, the pore. So the Ri wants to say that if there's no further stack apostle. Rod the porich aglayim prat lebalikab nochi porich. Given the shoyk lemikri rego and kain lematem yakuba maik sheiro. Ale habukshire bemokim rego. The Gemara says, "Einachanam itakan akshire bemokim rego," but you don't need kshire bemokim rego. Macholzan al meyal ragle. Rabbeinu Nissen amipirsim gilastorim dekitei lecholitz. Because in the ragle yafuche, in a kubula mata the mashmas nisan la be ifsike lekare, not that the foot was cut off, ela bikshires retsuis airi kedama birushalm. In a kubula mailo, it's possible. Because it doesn't have a shame regal, it's ma'al de ma'al. Mosiv rav kahane, ubishul yoso hayoitseis mi bein ragleo. The child comes out mi bein ragleo, and it comes out mi bein the yerech shelo. So we see that lamaylam in akub is called regel. The pasuk calls it regel. Amar Abaye b'shoshe keiras leile nayetzes ikveho biyal cheiseho v'yeled. She folds over the shoik, and the ekev is so, and the ekev is, she's ne'etzes ak ikver b'yachesel, so l'maisa de, so you have the regal there, mamish the regal there, so it's yoitzes mi bein ragleo. Toshma loy osa raglo loy osa sfomoy. What does he rashi? She also yoitzes bein ragleo, alma yirechaim nami mikro regal. Etzes ikver b'yachisev avlad yoytze mi bein ragleo mamish v'haynu d'chsiv mi bein ragleo loy osa raglov loy heiser seyer zoken atach. So memele, so we see that what that's called regel. So the most is lishna ma'alye, but not the true loshni, it's a loshin ma'alye. Toshma bayobo yishol lahoch seches raglo, lishne ma'alya. Rashi says, lahoch seches raglo mereglayim, alme yereichayim regel mikro. I think that Bindan the Marsham asks, the Mishnah says, nyume kolamatul mayim is, You need a Netilas Shodov Minakia, Mesach Esraglov, you need Tvila. So I say Mesach Esraglov means Asiyas Gdoilam, not Ktanim, not the way Rashi says. About Kaponim, it's called Raglov. Toshma Ach Mesach Uraglov Becheder HaMakire, Lishne Ma'alye. Bein Ragleho, by Sisro, by that by Sisra was Boil Yoel, Yao, so there also, it says, Beiragleo, Lishnamalia. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Sheva be'ilo yisbol oysa roshe ba'oysi hayay. Shenemar bein ragleho kora nofal shocha. That's tefillah shaynis. Bein ragleho kora nofal. There's another two is five. Vashe kora shom nofal shodot. So that's seven. So he was boiled her seven times. Frek the Gemore v'komis anye me aveire. She had a no from the aveire. We'll see in Tosis exactly what the kash is. Am Rab Yechanan mishum Rab Shimon ben Yechoi kol toivoson shel rishoim rohi eitzel tzadikim. Shenema yisham alocha pentedaber in Yaakov mitoiv adro. He shouldn't speak Elotoiv Amayloi. It's Toiv, he's speaking Toiv. Aloshmami no Toiv, Boson Shalishoini, Toiv to the Boson Shalishoin, Roy Eitzel Tzadik. So the Gemara says, we'll see in Rashi, so Bishloimer Hosom Dulme Mitkeleshma Davidus Kechog. Tadabim Yaakov Mitoiv Adro, Bimaske Hashem Avedus Kechog. Allahoche mairo ike, te koshodi bozu amo. Am Rabbi Yechanan, b'shoshe b'alocha shalchabe, hito bozu amo. Yisrael shomdu al Sinai, poska zu amo. Oiv de kechom shlo yomdu ba Sinai, loi poska zu amo. Agavuche, the Indian of poska zu amo, Beit Yosef says, "Shayidei ze yiskashu hanefoshos yachad beize his achdus." It seems when someone is boil someone else, hitul bozuamo. So this the creates yiskashu hanefoshos yachad beize his achdus. The yesh lo kesher behislavus ma in mezuham kamoisoi. So shibe hito bozuamo, that means there's some type of a kesher with a ish mezuham. This is hito bozuamo. I wonder if this is a shtikel raya to what we have mentioned a few times, that ulunabiyas nus, there's created a kesher between the boil and the nivellas, some sort of an ishus. Let us see Rashi. Bein ragleho, achmeses was raglo beglem achmoiksi. Bein ragleho, bein yachisel, shebo leo sisro, v'niskavno kidei liyadoi. Kora nofar shochab, shiva ksivi bikro. Rohi shesoinim harishoim, that they hate harishoim, Kotze nefesh sadik bahanoson. Hilkach lav hanoi. So it's not called the hano. That means if there's a sine, that means, I think Rashi means to say that there's a tivyestike hano, and that's a metzias. Another say pshat, that's the Indian of what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara asks, "Bekomes hani mi avere." So the Gemara, the one of the Mefarshim says that the Gemara says that if you were ma'anis an isha was tchilos abainis v'seifi berotzen, she's still called an nusa because yitzra tokfa. That means already. Be'emtza ha'be'il already, she was an anusa, but now already she enjoys it. So we're talking about there were seven beers. So the Gemara, after seven beers already, there's the zikha ha'no already, kamasanyim ha'veret. So the Gemara says, that's what Rashi says, that's m'shesoinim ha'reshoim, is a sine. V'kotze nefesh tzadik b'ha'nosom. That means the hano that she is physically getting, deriving from a rosha, since it's a sina to a rosha, hilkach lav hanoi, so that makes it oisa hano. That what is a kotzer that makes it a yisano. Shmod avidis kechovim, lomo gonavtes alohoi. If they ask, the Yainitz asks, and the Onof Yosef asks, so Rashi seems to be saying that he was masker Hashem avidis kechovim alohoi. So it's very modne, because Lavan told Yaakov, he said, Yesh leel yodi lasse simochem ra. Elekei avichem emish omailai shomolcha midaba im Yaakov mitoy ba'adra. So what did he tell him? He told him, I could do ra, but I wasn't the point, Shem told him I can't do ra. So it seems al kaponim, he wasn't moired keneged the rabbeinu shalom. And the Gemara says, what was the ra? Mitoy ba'adra. Rashi says, the ra was, he said, Ganavta Salahoi, so he was moired. That was, so that the yes can Rashi, the Onof of Yosef wants to say a different shot. But there, Bishlam Aral, the Taiva Ma'alei Shema, the Rosh Hashanah Sadiqim, Ruma Matka Le Shema Davidus Kechavim. Shema Davidus Kechavim means that maybe they were afraid that he'll give him a broche, and it says, man prayed that he's going away. He'll give a broche b'shem Hashem, but it'll be mechavim l'shem avodah zarah. So that's what they were afraid of. That when he says, Allahoy, that didn't bother the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He should give a broche b'shem Hashem, and he brings down that if a goy gives a broche, he shouldn't answer Omer, even though he said l'shem Hashem, because could be mechavim avodah zarah. So that is what Rabbeinu Shlomo warned him. Don't give broches b'shem Hashem. So what's the kasha? Is like a lameima the porich amayle mosra atzma. Not the gemara's kasha, since he is a no, so shemayle she's machayim in mesiris nefesh. So Taisa says, there's no chiv mesiris nefesh, reikako ilumi. She's not doing a pu'ule. You're not doing a pu'ule, there's no chiv mesiris nefesh, she's going to go be yest. Vo'oid, ki hu loy hoyo ma'ansi, it wasn't ma'anisa. So not the kasha, she should be mesir nefesh, v'ad rabbi, he she dalte bedvon. So it can't be a kasha that she should be Moisa Nefesh. First of all, there's no chiv, Mesiris Nefesh. And number two, she wanted, Mashematzolos Yisrael, it should be Boilo. Ela Porich, Amay Mishabcha, Kosov Kolkach. Why did the Posek praise her? Siv Tavoyrach Minoshim. Amrinim benozer bahiri is gedoyla avera lishmo mi mitzvah shaloy lishmo perish mi mois lefishay hayu nenes min abia v'yaloy hayse nenes min abia. So that was an avera lishmo. So memela, so the Gemara says, who says she was a nene? For nenes mi avera b'shani demadu hayse nenes b'shim teivoson shal rishoyim v'imilse kaimach pircha benozer u'bahiri.